Hi, welcome to episode 32 of Women Writing Men. I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hi.
Hi. Today we're doing Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens.
Sure.
That's how you pronounce that, we think?
Yeah.
Mariah, you picked this one. How did that come about?
I went on vacation. I went on vacation with my family, and when we go on vacation, everyone's supposed to bring a book, mm-hmm. one book each, and then we switch books so that we, you know, there's eight of us, so we all can read however many books we are able to read. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the books that someone else brought.
Oh.
That was how it got picked.
Okay. I thought you had picked it.
Nope. It was just someone else's pick, and I finished my book, and I took hers.
Took it? And then you were like, oh, it turns out this is a romance.
Yeah, I did not take notes for the first half of the book, and then at some point I was like, we could do this for the podcast.
Honestly, the first half of the book, you don't really need, I don't know, like, there's not a lot of romance. The first,
no,
like, half of,
well,
the
exactly,
book.
And then we got halfway through, and I was like, there's enough romance that this can be for the podcast, so here we go.
Yeah.
And I read this a long time ago, so you're filling in most of the first 20 chapters for me.
Yeah. I was excited to read this because I had seen things about it, and I was, like, curious about it, but I was like, probably wouldn't have read it if I didn't have a reason to. But then you, like, gave it to me, and, like, it was sitting on my desk, and I saw, like, a snippet of a review of someone being like, this book is terrible. And I was like, that's a really aggressive opinion. I can't wait to read the rest of this review once I have read the book.
Oh, so did you read the rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about it after.
Okay.
Because it was, I should look at what the exact wording was, because it was quite funny. But yeah, I was curious because, like, it's very critically acclaimed.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, considered, like, one of the blockbusters of the summer in terms of a movie.
Yeah. And so it's really, like, I haven't seen the movie.
Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, talked about a lot, and so I was curious. And it wasn't what I expected, either. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be a lot, like, darker. Like, I didn't think it would end good. I thought it would, like, end really tragically or something, which it didn't necessarily end super tragically.
No.
It started kind of tragically.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a brief summary.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Good luck.
So this is a book about a girl.
Whose name
is? Whose name is Kaya.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just read it. I didn't know before. And she lives in the marshes of a place in
North Carolina. I thought it was, like, Louisiana for a long time, and then turns out it's North Carolina.
Which is pretty close to Louisiana.
Yeah, it's, like, north.
Yeah.
It's north of South Carolina.
And I think South Carolina is really close to Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyways. She lives in the marshes with her family, but her dad is, like, abusive, and her mom abandons them.
Mm-hmm.
And one by one, her sisters and brothers abandon her so that until she's the only one left with her dad, and then her dad abandons her, too.
Yes.
So she grows up as, like, the marsh girl of this town. She, like, lives off of the land.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
these are her adventures.
These are her adventures. She does a little bit of dating with the town folks.
Yeah. Which would, you're surprised? You should be.
And I guess the book takes place in both the past and the present, and then it, like, the past
catches up.
And so in the present, a boy has been murdered, mm-hmm. and the town says it was her.
Yeah, they suspect it was her.
And so it's like, as we read, we're learning about her past and trying to determine for ourselves, was it her
mm-hmm.
or not?
Yeah. And so, yeah, it kind of converges.
Yeah.
Overall thoughts?
I thought it was enjoyable.
Yeah. I thought it was a good read. Like, I enjoyed the description of the swamp a lot, which was weird.
Yeah.
Like,
which is not usually either of our things.
Yeah, that we enjoy description. But I had, like, after I read it, I had, like, this weird moment where I was just like, the end really didn't go how I thought it would go.
Well, I wrote the end. I won't say the things that I wrote, like, a little how I felt about the end. And the only thing I'll say is by the end, I felt unwell about it all.
Yeah, I was just like, I kept, like, it was compelling in terms of, like, I was curious about the murder. Yeah. And, like, whether, like, so it was compelling from that sense, from, like, a sense of, like, how's she going to survive in the marsh kind of sense. But, like, by the end, I was just like, that was such a weird way that this went. And it didn't feel like thematically it made sense either.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the weird part.
I agree. I want to say, like what I wrote in my comment, but we'll get to it. Yeah. I was just like, that was the moral of this story?
Also, just, like, the trajectory her life takes is just so strange. And, like, actually, what was funny is I flipped to the back. For some reason, I flipped to the back of the book and read about the author mm-hmm. before I read the book. Mm-hmm. And so I knew the whole time that the author was a biologist mm-hmm. and that she had, like, lived in Africa in isolation for a long time with her husband.
Yeah. I wish I had read that first. I remember reading that afterwards and being like, what an interesting take. Like, because it talks about how she approached this novel of, mm-hmm. like, women and that the role of community in women's lives, and you see it across animal species,
and
including women in human species.
And how does it work when women don't have that?
And I was like, that's so interesting. I wish I had known that. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've had that a couple of times in these books where they, like, reveal what the inspiration was, and I was like, that's really cool.
And this, like, the thing with this one is, like, reading the book with that in mind, I was like, this feels like a weird author, like, fantasy, which sounds weird because you're like, girl is abandoned in the marsh. How is that the fantasy? But, like, the way it goes, like, the way it ends up playing out, it...
Like, the romanticization of her life?
Almost. Yeah, the romanticization of the, like, isolation to, like, study the land.
Yeah.
And that, like, closeness to nature that she develops. Yeah. I was like, that feels... And so it was weird... It was weird to read it and, like, get to the end especially and be like, what a strange, like, I don't know.
Okay, one other little, like, final thought about all of it, though. Mm-hmm. I have one other friend who's read this book, so I've talked to her a little bit about it. And I really struggled with the romances.
Yeah.
There's, like, two romances. One's, like, clearly...
Yeah, not a good one.
But, like, the other boy, I don't really know how I felt about him either.
I know. He was good, but there was
things... But he was also, like, not great?
Yeah, like, there was
weirdness. So I was like, oh, I feel like there's a lot... Like, this is a jam-packed... Will be a jam-packed podcast for us.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things.
Yeah. Like, romantic.
In quite a short book.
Yeah.
Too. It wasn't a long one.
Yeah. So we'll get into it. It opens and the guy, like we said, someone's been murdered. Chase Andrews has been... found at the bottom of a fire tower.
In the marsh.
So the fire tower is, like, really tall. It seems that he fell down from, like, there's an open hatch and that he fell through the open hatch.
Yeah.
And there's no footprints around him. So they're like, he could have just fallen, but they're also like, he was, like, a star athlete in town. Yeah. He's a pretty, like, built guy. It's weird for him to just fall.
And don't they think it's suspicious because there's no footprints? And they're like, where are his footprints? How did he get to the fire tower?
Like, it should...
So they think that someone's, like...
Covered it up. Yeah. Yeah. And so they're like, that's weird. So then we switch into Kaya's point of view.
In the past.
Yeah, in the past. Okay. And it's, like, the day that her mother left. And her mother just walked away. They live in, like, a shack in the swamp. And she just walked away and didn't look back.
Yeah.
That's all I wrote about the first chapter.
I remember, doesn't she talk about, like, she waits every morning?
And yeah, she like, really wants her mom to come back, but her mom does not.
No.
So then chapter two, it talks about her other siblings. So she has a bunch of older siblings. She's the youngest, and she's about five at this point.
At that time, I think that's right.
So she has an older brother, Jody, who's the closest to her in age, and that's, like, who she remembers the most.
Yeah.
Because all the other siblings... Missy, Murph, and Mandy, they all just kind of, like, drifted and departed at different
points. Yes, but all pretty soon after Mom left.
Yeah, like, Mom left and they were like, I don't want to be here either, actually. No. So they just left.
Yeah.
So Jody, I think, stayed the longest as well. Yeah. And so, yeah, like, Kaya is so young, she doesn't even remember, like, her siblings' full names. She doesn't really remember anything.
No.
And then Jody, like, he leaves, but he says goodbye to her, I think.
Yes.
Like, everyone else.
I remember they have a day. He takes her to the water. And she's like, you're leaving now, aren't you? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah. He's, because it's not a good time with their dad.
No. Like, their dad is physically abusive to all of them.
Yeah.
Except for Takaya at this point. Does he ever get physically abusive with her?
Not really, but she's very slippery. Like, she leaves a lot. Like, yeah. And so he can't really, like, catch her to be, to That's abuse right. her. And I think it might be implied that, like, others were kind of taking that for her.
At yeah. the time.
So she makes do with her father. Like, she's like, everyone left.
Doesn't she, like, start cooking for him and stuff?
Yeah, she yeah. tries. And, yeah. like, she tries to clean and stuff. And she, like, he goes and gambles and drinks and stuff. So while he's gone, she'll, like, try to clean up.
Yeah.
And then, but she's really young and she doesn't know how to cook. She doesn't know how to do anything, no. obviously. But, yeah, mostly she just waits for her mom to come home. Chapter 4, people in town know that she's out there.
Yes.
They're aware of her because they know her father and yeah. stuff like that. And small town, so they know. So they try to, like, take her to school.
Yes. So, like, a lady came.
Yeah.
And with a man, and they're like, time for school.
Yeah, and they, like, entice her to go to school with like, food. Mm-hmm. And so they force her to go to school, and we find out her full name is Catherine Danielle Clark. And that's what Kaya is short for, I guess. And so she goes to school one day. The kids are not nice to her because she's a marsh dirty girl. And weird.
Does she even come with shoes on?
I don't think she has shoes on. Like, it's not a good time. And she, like, considers whether it's worth it for the food, like, yes. to go, because they feed you lunch at school.
Yeah. But she decides it's not worth it.
Yeah. And then at one point she steps on a nail, and, like, Jody had told her about getting tetanus, and so she's, like, really stressed about that, but she doesn't want to tell her dad, so she just, like, packs it with mud or something, and is like, I hope this is Works. Fine, and it does. So, but I think the point of that is just to show, like, she really has no one that she relies on, you know, like, yeah. she's being very independent yeah. at a very young age. So chapter 5, we're back to the future, to the Chase Andrews situation, and they talk about how Chase was kind of a ladies' man in town, like, he was sleeping around, because they're like, maybe one of the husbands of one of the ladies in town killed him. Yeah. And then chapter 6, we're introduced to Tate, who becomes the love interest.
Yes.
And so he was friends with Jody, like, they're around the same age.
Yes.
So he's, like, 4 years older than her.
Yes. But she's older now. How old is she at this point?
I think she's, like, 7 or something.
Okay, so he's, like, 11-ish? 11, 12-ish?
Yeah, something like that. And so she sees him out fishing, and he knows her. But she kind of, like, she recognizes him as a figure, but she doesn't.
Yeah, know. Because last time she saw him, she was,
like, very small, yeah. yeah. Oh, she takes Pa's boat out because he leaves.
Yeah, she figures out how to use it.
Yeah, because so her dad goes to town because he's getting money from the government. And that's where the money comes from, because he was in the army.
In the army, yeah.
So she takes the boat out, and then she gets lost, and then Tate helps her get back home, and she's yeah. like, thank you. And so, yeah, there's a little bit about him, like, he goes home with his dad, and his mother and sister died, and so it's just him and his dad. And
who, does Tate blame himself for their death?
Yes.
He kind of mentions it
He
here,
mentions that, but we don't find out for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chapter 7?
Sure.
So she starts to bond with her father a little bit, like...
Yeah, things get good for a bit.
Yeah, like, her dad, she, like, wants him to teach her how to fish, but she's like, I have to be nice to him to get him to do that. So she tries to, like, cook for him, and then they kind of become, like, a family for a little bit, where he probably realizes that there's no one left, so he's like, I guess I'll be friends with you. And so then, you know, he takes her out fishing, and... And they eat their fish together, and it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
For a second. Like, he's drinking less, and he's, like, spending yeah. more time with her. And,
yeah. And it was very interesting to think about, like...
Yeah, that...
His
perspective. Yeah. And I think it was very authentic in terms of, like, you know, people that are abusive, they aren't eternally abusive. They're not, like, necessarily horrible people. It's kind of implied that he has, like, PTSD from the war. And, like... Yeah. And so... It's like, it does show.
And they also find out about, like, how he actually came from a really well-off family and lost everything.
Yeah. Like, so he has a backstory, and I think it gives him more depth to have him be like, oh, I guess I only have this daughter left, and she is taking an interest in fishing, and, like, so he's like, I'll give it a shot, being yeah. a dad. Because I think it's implied that in the past he was a better father
yes.
than he is now.
Yes.
So, yeah, so... they kind of bond for a little bit. And then there's a flash to the future. The sheriff in town, he's found no fingerprints on anything.
Yeah.
On, like, the, anywhere on the fire tower, on the, like, hatch in the fire tower.
Yeah.
Nothing on Chase's clothing. So they're like, that
more likely, like, yeah, some foul play was involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 9, we're introduced to Jumpin'.
Who's the best?
Who is literally the best character. So he, like,
owns, like, a...
like, a gas station for boats.
Slash convenience store.
Yeah. And so he... and he's black, and this is taking place at the time. It's, like,
40s. Obviously in the segregation-ish era.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think she's born in, like, 45 or something.
Sure.
Anyway. So there's, like, a section of town that's, like, colored town, and so he's one of the colored folk. But, yeah, so her dad takes... he takes Kaya to see Jumpin', and then they go into town for some other supplies and stuff. And people are really rude to her. Like, they're like, you know, they're like, don't talk to that girl. She's dirty and yes, weird. And so they treat her really poorly.
Yes. There's big stigma.
Yeah, they call her, like, marsh trash and stuff like that. And then her father receives... Ma writes a letter to them.
Yeah.
I think she knows that because she sees the name or something.
She sees the name. And I think she gives it to Pa.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, things are going well. Pa can read it because she can't read.
Yeah, she can't read. So she gives the letter to him and he...
Tears it up,
burns it.
And abandons her.
And yeah, goes back to being a bad dad.
But, like, doesn't he abandon her at this point? Or does he abandon her
a little bit later?
Okay, sorry, spoiler. He abandons her.
Oh, no, he does actually. He doesn't. By chapter 11, Pa's gone. And she's, like, 10 at this point.
Yes, and she's, like, very regretful. Why did I... like, I should have just held on to the letter from Ma and
never shown him.
Because she has no idea what the letter says, like...
Yeah, and he burnt it, so she's got no idea. And so, yeah, her dad disappears. And, like, we never find out what happened to him.
Nope.
He's just gone. He might be dead, he might be alive.
Somewhere else?
Yeah.
No idea.
So, yeah, he's gone, and she's like, I have no money. Like, and she's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because she was getting the dad.
Yeah, so she starts selling, like, oysters or mussels or something.
To jump in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he, like...
Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah. he like, takes them, and he gives her some money, and yes, and then...
And then he goes home and tells his wife, doesn't he?
Yeah, and then she, like, gets some clothes and stuff for her.
Well, and then he also is like, I can only sell you... I can only take your clams if you get your clams here first. Mm-hmm. But he, like, always takes her clams. Like.
Yeah, even if... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, chapter 12 I wrote, Jumpin's wife Mabel is nice.
Because she is so nice.
Yeah.
And she also... She tried to do it in that, like, very sly way of, like, oh... We
have
not,
all these extra clothes. Yeah, somebody's got to take them.
Yeah, we're not giving you a handout. We're here. This is just
we're buying it for the muscles or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah,
to try to not make Kaya feel like
she's
feel like marsh trash.
Yeah, and it's nice. And then Kaya, she's been aware of Chase Andrews, the guy who was murdered.
Yes, because he goes into the marsh a lot too, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, she sees him on the beach and stuff, like playing with other kids.
That's right.
And stuff like that. So,
and she knows the kids. She must be the same age as Chase.
She is.
Because she remembers the girls that Chase is friends with, specifically that they were mean to her on the great
on the one day of school that she went. Yeah. So she knows most of the townspeople's names and stuff like that, but she doesn't, she kind of just watches from afar.
Yeah.
Chapter 13, she finds someone's like leaving her feathers because she collects stuff in the marsh. That's like what she does with her time.
Yeah.
Like, day to day, she collects feathers and shells and
anything
bird's
that's
nests.
Special,
and
unique.
Yeah. And so there's some fancy feathers, like, left in a stump, and then they go back and forth.
Well, because then she's like, I guess I should return it. Like,
I should give whoever's giving me feathers.
But she has this internal, like, is that, like, she doesn't know
how to
be.
Interact.
And she's
like,
I guess I should give them some of my feathers. Like, maybe they're.
Yeah, and that's how we will do it. And so. So they do that, and then eventually Tate reveals that he was the one who was doing the feathers. I wrote that she's also, like, painting and drawing by this point. Like, she's drawing little, like, the creatures and, like, the flowers and stuff like that with whatever meager supplies she can find. And then it's also revealed that at this point there's, like, the boys in town are coming to knock on her door and be like, ooh, the scary swamp girl's gonna get you. And so she's kind of being terrorized a little bit. Chapter 14.
Okay, we're almost to where I am.
Okay. In the future times, they find these red fibers on Chase's body. And they're like, oh, this we'll send this to the lab. We'll get him. Oh, chapter 15, now it's revealed that the Feather Boy was Tate.
The chapters are really short. That's what's the problem here, is that you're like, oh yeah, we found out it's Tate. But like, it's because in between, there were like two pages where we found out that there was...
the red fibers. And then Tate offers to teach her to read, because she's like 12 at this point or something, and doesn't know how to read or write or do anything like that. So chapter 16, he teaches her to read. That I don't know what else to say about it. She finds out, but she finds out her family's names because they're written in a Bible.
Yes. Doesn't she get it out?
Yeah, she gets it out and she's like reading the Bible and then she's like, oh my God, I can read my family's names. She like finds out what her siblings' names were.
Yeah, because she didn't know. I think she also finds out what her mom and dad's names were.
Yeah, too. Yeah, she does.
Because she just knew they were mom, pa.
Yeah, she didn't, she had no idea. So yeah, chapter 17. Social services is like looking for her because they know she's in the marsh and they know, I think they figured out by this point that our paw's gone.
Yeah, because she would, she like, she goes into town for supplies and she would always just be like,
he's at home. Yeah, don't worry about it. I definitely have a father.
Pa hasn't been in town for like 5 years.
Yeah, like it's however a long time.
It's been years. So social services is coming, but she's good. She knows the marsh, so they can't get her.
Yep.
And she thinks it's funny watching them run around.
Yeah, and Tate shows her another cabin that's kind of more like it's really falling down.
So she uses that.
She uses that to hide out from social services. And Tate suggests she goes to school, but she's like, no.
She's like, this is... You taught me how to read. I know all the things I need to know.
Yeah, and she's also like, I'm way too far behind. Like, I would be in first grade, you know? And she's like 12, and so she doesn't want to do that. And this is where I was like, they said the line. It's where he's like, go out where the crawdads sing. So Tate also teaches her about poetry at this point because his dad teaches him about poetry.
Okay.
And they're just into poetry. So her and Tate are like growing closer over this time. He's
too old.
He's that's like 19 and she's like 15.
That's what I struggled with.
That he's too old for her.
Especially now in this period. But also, not just that he's 19 and she's 15, but she's actually more like 10.
Yeah, like the mental age difference. And he like kind of acknowledges it in his mind. Like he's like, I feel protective of her like a sister. And I can see that she's super innocent.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to like be weird with her.
Yeah. It was really hard. It was really hard.
Yeah.
Because I was like... She's so underdeveloped in all
like capacities. Social,
socially, mentally,
like
sexually.
Yeah, it's and so she
and you're not. You're at the level of a 19-year-old.
Yeah, and like kind of above. Like he's quite smart for his age.
Yeah,
It
was hard.
But
I mean, I still like. I thought he was such a nice guy for caring about Kaya, but I was also like, just be a nice guy until she's like in her 20s.
Yeah, until she catches up. Like so she's 15. The other thing I read online, people were very critical of this, that she like has a stomach cramp and Tate immediately is like, oh, you have your period. Because the other thing is like without a mother, like he is interested in biology. So I'm like, he could know what that is.
Yeah.
But like, usually guys don't know like the ins and out of like how it works. Like they just are aware of it
peripherally. Have you ever asked Alex about periods?
Well,
have you seen those like videos
where like you ask a guy like dumb questions about it and then they're like what?
Like there's like that really famous one where a girl's like laughing hysterically and she's like I'm peeing and he's like how you have a tampon in.
have you
ever asked Alex?
I think he's too aware now.
He knows.
Like he's no
there's nothing to hide.
Yeah, okay. He might have been like if I'd done it 5 years ago, but
well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good. Yeah. And so...
But, okay, back to Tate.
Yeah, so
Tate... People are like, how could he have known?
Because she's just like, I have stomach cramps. And he just is like, oh, it's time, I guess. But yeah, it was strange. And then it also, like, I feel like adds, like, she's 15 and just now getting her period.
Yeah, and I was much younger than that.
Yeah, and it feels, like, very strange. And so Mabel helps her, and it's nice. But but also, this is, Tate kisses her at this point.
What chapter are you in?
Still chapter 17. Okay. Yeah. Like, after they have dealt with the period situation, it's like
hanging out again.
Yeah, and he kisses her and they talk about their romance, and he tells her that his mother died, and she talks about her, how her mother left, and they're like, wow,
we're in mother, love, we have abandonment issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 18.
Okay.
So Tate gives her really nice presents for her birthday. Like, he gives her really thoughtful,
he knows
presents.
Her,
yeah, he gives her like art supplies and, yeah, like, he gives her, like, a spark plug or something for the boat, and she's like, wow, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's just turned 15 at this point.
Okay.
And Tate's dad talks to him about the Marsh Girl, because, yeah, I think he knows.
He's, like, has a suspicion.
And he's a little sketched about it. Like, yeah, he's like, I don't know if you should do that. Like, you could have other girls. But, yeah, so Tate is also, because he's 19, he's struggling with, like, oh, I want to bang her, but I also want to protect her. Like, what do I do here?
Oh, I didn't like it.
Then Tate has to go off to college.
Yeah.
And, like, they have, like, a nice Christmas together. But, like, basically their romance mostly takes place while she's 15.
Yeah.
And not, like, he doesn't want to move forward, but...
But he says he does. Like, he, yeah, goes away to college and he's like, I'll be back.
Yeah.
July 4th, weekend.
Yeah.
We're going to long distance.
Yeah. Because she...
Like, real long distance, since you don't have a phone.
Yeah.
Or any way to communicate with me.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I'll come to the Marsh.
Yep. And he just is like, I'll be back in July. Oh, because he, like, starts...
He started early. He, like, got an internship with the, yeah, professor that was well esteemed. And so he's going to go for the summer and then start in September. But he's come back for July 4th long weekend. This is where I am. I'm caught, yep, up. Can you tell?
Yeah. chapter 19. Okay. Sorry, chapter 19. I was like, what am I talking about? Back in the future.
Yeah.
The police have learned that Chase was going out to the Marsh a lot.
Yeah.
Like, somebody was like, he goes out there a lot. Like, mm-hmm, which probably to visit the girl.
Yeah. The only thing I wondered, I really didn't suspect, like, Kaya ever in the murder of Chase.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I guess it was Tate. But I didn't...
I thought it was Tate, too. And then I was like, but that seems so weird for him. Like, something must have happened. Like,
yeah. I was like, obviously there was, like, some kind of...
A kerfuffle.
Yes. But at this point, I was like, it had to be Tate. Because Kaya just doesn't seem like...
She would, yeah.
That type.
Yeah, like...
From what we've gathered from her so far.
Yeah, like, she doesn't even like fishing because she doesn't like killing the fish.
Yeah.
Chapter 20, Tate didn't come on July 4th.
Yeah.
He just doesn't show up.
I thought that was very cruel. So these were my two big Tate problems.
Yeah.
Tate, you're 19 and wanting to bang a girl that's, like, not ready for banging.
Yeah.
They almost bang, don't they?
They do.
And she gets upset.
Yeah.
But he stops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, no.
No, yeah. No. It was a good call.
This is one of those times where I'm like, yeah, the girl might want something.
But she doesn't know quite what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good call. It was a good call. So at least, like, yeah, he's got that going for him. But then when he didn't come to see her,
mm-hmm,
I was like, dude, you know her life. She has literally been abandoned by everyone.
Yeah. So he never goes to see her. And...
And she vows to never love or trust another human being again, including Jumpin. She, like, points out, not even him.
Yeah. Like, so she... This is a pretty hardcore, like, betrayal,
yes,
you know, that's occurred. And so 2 years pass.
And she's heartbroken for all of it.
Yeah, she's heartbroken and she's just really lonely.
Yeah.
As a human would be. If they were living alone in the swamp.
For between the ages of 15 and 17.
Yeah, like, she's super lonely and, yeah, like, underdeveloped and, I don't know. So
now we're in part two. That was part one.
Okay, yeah, part two.
Which is called The Swamp. I don't, uh-huh, know what part one was called because I didn't.
I do, yeah. yeah, so chapter...
And we're now in 1965. So she's 19 in 1965.
Okay. So yeah, chapter 22, she develops a bit of a crush on Chase Andrews. Like, she just sees him around.
Yeah. And literally, like, I wrote, because he looked at her and she misses people looking at her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, he's looking.
Yep.
Maybe him. Maybe him.
And then we also learned that Tate did come in July.
But it was, like, a few weeks later.
Yeah. And he saw her just, like, hiding out from some, like, social services or something.
No, it was just another boat.
Oh, okay. And he, like, saw the way she, like, slinked along the shore, yes, like an animal. And he was,
he said,
like,
he saw the wild in her and, yeah, knew
that she couldn't fit into his life because he's, like, going to university and, like, going to become a, yeah, research professor. And he's like, I would never be able to take her out of the swamp. So he's like, I should just let her go and, like, try to be a society person, yes, you know?
But I, but why couldn't he just
tell her?
Yeah. And, he, like, tell her, like, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
Don't just peace.
Yeah. Ghosting is not cool.
No. And he also, like, he does admit to his own self, like, I'm a coward, yeah, for doing this. But it was, like,
it was not a good
it
look.
It wasn't a good look. It's a hard thing. I mean, yeah, like, could you really forgive someone who did that to you?
I know. And at the same time, could you forgive someone for, like, I understand why he would have had trouble telling her, like, being like, you're not human enough to come with me. Yeah, like, that's a hard thing to say. So chapter 23.
Well, just also, by the way, oh, Chase asks her on a date at this point, and she, okay, says yes.
Yeah, chapter 23, she goes for a picnic with Chase. And she realizes he just wants to bang
her.
Like,
yeah,
that's all, that's what he's here for. And so she's like, no, I don't want that. And then, no idea what happens.
Okay, let me see. So,
because I...
Well, he wants to bang her. Mm-hmm. They start making out, I guess.
Yeah.
And he, like, tries to get more.
Yeah.
And then she's humiliated because she's like, I almost gave my womanhood to this man.
Yeah.
And, but in the meantime, he's, like, gotten quite entranced.
Yeah,
and
like, he's
maybe
really...
I want to, like, get to know you before I bang you.
Yeah, so he...
So then he comes back and he's, like, asks for forgiveness and he promises that he's not going to try anything again. He just wants to, like, hang out.
Yeah.
Because she's beautiful and brave and independent. Not like any girl he's ever known.
Yeah.
And now she's like, oh, okay. So okay. Now she wants to kiss him, but he won't kiss her.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I just want to get to know you. I'm going to be a gentleman.
Yeah. Chapter 24.
Yeah.
I just wrote, she brings Tate to her place. How does that happen?
I didn't write about that. I don't write about Tate at all.
Did I mean to write Chase?
Maybe.
Also, I feel like, just going to get on this author's case for a second here. Chase and Tate are
too close.
They're too close. I know they start with different letters, but they're like the same name.
Yeah.
Like, why not choose very different names?
Yes. Another thing we found out in this chapter, which was something that we didn't talk about earlier, but in the present, mm-hmm, at some point, the officer go to talk to Chase's parents.
Yeah.
And his mom asks, was he wearing a shell necklace?
That's in chapter 25.
Yeah. No. At this point is when we find she gives him the shell necklace. And that's when we as readers connect the dots and are like, she's the one who gave him the shell necklace. Because the mom is like, where's the shell necklace? And the dad's at the police say,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And then she gives him a shell necklace. And then we're like,
yeah. Yeah.
In the past, true, we find it. Yeah. And then
she tells the police, like, Chase had been involved with the Marsh girl.
Yes.
And they're like, okay. But, so at this point, actually, I was like, but why would Kaya take the necklace? Because it would just clearly so implicate her.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It would be like, so I was like, that's weird. Maybe someone's trying to frame her. But I was like, who?
But I guess, like, we also find out Chase is married now. Mm-hmm. So maybe... So I guess maybe in my head I was like, maybe Chase's, like, wife killed her.
Yeah.
Because Chase kept
Chase.
Yeah. Chase's wife killed Chase and pinned it on Kaya because after Chase and his wife got married,
they were still fooling around. Yeah. Yeah. I was curious. And so the sheriff and deputy try to talk to Kaya in the present, but she's evasive.
She's a sneak.
Yeah. I'm on chapter 26 now.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So Kaya sees Tate out studying the swamp because he, like, is in university, but he's, like, back studying.
Yeah, because he's studying, like, marine biology.
Yeah,
something,
like, he's...
Swamp biology.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, so... And Tate has been seeing Chase and Kaya together. And, like, he still loves her, but he's like, I was such a coward. Like, I can't talk to her.
Okay, at this point, I was like, okay. Even though he had some shady things, I was like, if it's going to be Chase or Tate.
Obviously Tate.
And, I mean, Chase hasn't done, like, he almost slept with her just to sleep with her. And then he, like, decided. Like, at this point, he's not, like.
He's not a
terrible
he's
guy.
He's not a murderer. Like, not like, worth murdering.
No.
He's just not good.
He's just not great. And, like, she. You can see in their interactions that, like, Tate understood who she was. And accepted her for who she was. Where Chase doesn't do that.
He's just, like, kind of marveling. Like, he's like, you're weird.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I want to, like.
Observe you. Because you're interesting. But not, like. I'm also, like, he doesn't,
I'm not in it. I'm like, I'm gonna stand here and watch you.
Yeah.
And kiss you once in a while.
Yeah, watch you, like, collect your shells and do your weird thing.
Where Tate was like, I wanna collect shells with you.
Yeah, like, let's exchange feathers.
So I was like, if you're picking out of these two boys,
you obviously picked.
But she's like, so.
She's mad at
Tate.
Yeah. Well, and kind of justified Tate did bad thing. So Kaya goes.
Oh, Tate also at this point is like, he sleeps around.
Yeah, he's like, he knows Chase is garbage.
So. Yes. So there's like, there was this element of like, I feel like you gotta go tell her this, man.
Yeah, but he like, was like, I can't talk to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, that also was a little bit like, I think you need to tell. Like, she doesn't, you know she doesn't have anyone else. She has Chase.
Yeah.
And she doesn't see Chase
out and about
with the other girls.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. So, Kaya, the other thing is Kaya has been like, doing a lot of reading, like, in her time. Like, she's gotten quite smart.
Doesn't she go to the library in the next town over and gets books and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So she gets, like, textbooks and stuff and reads them. So Chase, he, like, claims that he loves her at this point. And it's very obvious that he just wants to sleep with her.
Oh, yeah. He gets worse.
Yeah. And so
She doesn't stop. She stops him.
Mm-hmm. And she, like, thinks about how she wants a family really badly. Like, she's like, wouldn't it be great if I could, like, get married to Chase and, like, we could have kids and, like, I could belong somewhere and be with someone?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, we'll build a house that's, like, on the border of the marsh. Like,
yeah.
We'll
do all this stuff. Like, he talks about it a lot, but obviously.
And so she's envisioning this world with him now. Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want anyone to know that they're banging. Like, he's, like, is very sneaky about going to see her. And
yes. She runs into his parents and they don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Just all very, like, he is keeping her as a little specimen to observe.
Yeah.
But not actually for anything other than.
Yeah. She just makes for a very good mistress because she's so isolated. Secluded. And, yeah.
I also suspected Tate more in this chapter.
Of murdering Chase?
Yes.
Because he's being bad?
No. Because she reads a book about how males fight each other to win a mate. Mm. And I was like, oh, is this foreshadowing?
Yeah.
That Tate kills Chase because of Kaya conflict?
Yeah. Yeah, she reads a lot about things, like, biological things that occur in nature. And I often found they did not apply to the situation.
Well, I didn't write any of the other ones, but I wrote that one because I was like, well, this does apply to the situation. There's two boys.
Yeah, it could,
and they both want Kaya.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fair assumption to make, but, like, it doesn't really apply, actually. What?
I, like, notes on Chase. I'm like, does he love her? No, he doesn't love her. Does he love her? Okay, go.
Chapter 27?
Yeah.
So, Chase wants to take her to Asheville. And he, like, to get her to go with him to Asheville, they talk about building a house.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, well, I'll build you a house, we'll have a family, we'll have a porch, it'll be beautiful.
Okay, this is one thing. I guess this was my, like, why is he doing all of this? Because he goes, like, real out of his way to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why? Is it just, like, a dude thing of, like, claiming that prize? Like, that was what I struggled with. I was like, what is the why behind this? Because that is a lot of, like,
effort
and lies and, like, booking hotel, like.
Yeah, like, he takes her to a motel and he does sleep with her.
Yeah, but I'm just like, what, if you didn't have any feelings toward, like, what was your, why were you doing this?
My one thought was that maybe, like, because he's got this fiance and whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe he can't sleep with her until they're married.
But why Kaya? I feel like he could find someone else.
I think he's like, she is easy. And I think he is also still sleeping around in town.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why?
He puts a lot of effort in. And yeah. I think it's also, like, that sense of, like, she kind of has to rely on him and kind of admires him in a sense, like, because he's so worldly. Like, he feels good when he's with her because he's like, yeah, I'm really smart and I'm really capable when I, you know.
Like, she's just the biggest ego boost
yeah,
to him.
Yeah. So there's that. Apparently, she's stunningly beautiful, which is surprising because I feel like... It's never
stunted.
Yeah, it's never like mentioned, but I feel like she should smell awful.
I also just think she had to have been nutritionally deprived for a while.
Yeah, she ate like grits exclusively for like several years
until she learned how to cook.
Yeah.
Like she shouldn't be like she should have like that like the stringy hair.
Yeah, like it's they talk about she is apparently stunningly gorgeous, so Chase, so chapter 27 still. So
I had so many emotions about Chase in this chapter.
Yeah, so they finally sleep together, and she doesn't feel good about it. Like, she feels, she's, like, sad that she gave that to him.
And he doesn't, like, make it good for her.
No, it's not good for her. Like, she's, like, afterwards, she's, like, I feel like I didn't get what I wanted from that.
So my first, I'm, like, maybe he loves her. Maybe. And then, nope, he doesn't love her. And then the next one is... He repulses me.
Yeah.
Like, chapter 27 was like a...
Yeah.
Cliff. A cliff for how I felt about... Well, not... I was like,
mm-hmm.
How should I feel about Chase? And in chapter 27, Delia was like, no, I want you all to be clear.
Well, he not good.
He not good.
Yeah. He, like, abandons her for Christmas. Like, she's like, oh, could I come meet your family for Christmas? And he's like... Oh, you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like to.
And he's like, family. It's just better when it's just the two of us. You're too shy.
Yeah, like, it would be uncomfortable for you. And, like, so one of the things I didn't realize, though, is that Kaya is very desperate for human things, right? Like, she can't just go find another guy. Like, she is, in her mind, this is her only option.
Yes.
So she does take it for, like, a lot longer than you would like her to take it.
Yes. I tried to write a quote of what he says, and it's so terrible. But, like... Tate and Chase end up at the same Christmas party while Kaya's sitting alone at Christmas. And Tate overhears Chase saying to someone a thing, which I've totally butchered. Maybe you can fill in the words. Yeah, she's as wild as a she-fix in a snare. She-fox?
She-fox.
Okay.
In a snare.
Just what you'd expect from a marsh minx. Worth every bit of the has money.
Gas money.
Yeah.
For the cost of the gas to get out to visit her.
Yeah. And that was the point where I was like, I hate him.
Yeah. I
hate him.
Yeah. I think it's also, that's like the bragging rights thing. Like, he's like, ooh, I'm like, having this wild swamp.
It's like back to that childhood of like, who's going to bang her?
Or who's going to knock on her door and like, who's scared of her and who's not?
And he is like, I bang her. You all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like, I hate Chase, but I'm like, Kaya's not going to go back to Tate because she hates Tate more
than she hates Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tate goes to warn Kaya about this because he's like, she hates me, but like Chase is such a garbage person.
She has to know. So at least like he's decided no more of this Chase crap.
Yep.
And at this point I was like, please Tate, redeem yourself so that I can be just, feel okay with you getting back with Kaya.
Yeah.
And please also don't be the one who killed him
because
he's an ass, but
he's not like that. He's not killable.
No.
Yeah. So Tate goes to apologize and like warn her about Chase. And then he sees, like he comes into her house and realizes she has this massive collection of
like an impressive collection
of like feathers, shells, like all this stuff, like very, like a very good biological collection that reflects like what is in the swamp, like the species and things like that. And he tells her she could write a book, and then he proceeds to like help her do that. Chapter 28.
Okay.
Chapter 28. They back in the future. Someone saw Kaya in the middle of the night.
They saw a person.
Okay, sorry.
They in saw a boat that was like Kaya's boat.
That looked like Kaya's boat heading out to the fire tower.
Yes. And so they're like, it was her. Mm-hmm. It was like around the right time of where they...
The murder, like, because it was a... The murder was like at
1 a.m.
or something. Yeah. And
and so it's two dudes were out.
Yeah, shrimpers were out.
And then they saw a boat that looked like hers.
There was no moon. Like, it was very dark that night. And so they thought they saw
it. But now they, like... Before they were like, we can question her. But now they're like, we can get a warrant for her arrest.
Yeah. Chapter 29, Kaya finds out Chase is engaged.
Oh, 29. I skipped one. Yeah, I said, oh, the ass.
Oh, the ass. I don't have, like, that's literally all my notes about 29.
Well, she sees Chase with his friends, mm-hmm. and he's got his arm around
a girl, and he, like, drops it.
And she's like, oh, I need to, like, I'm, like, just gonna ignore the situation. So she, like, goes to grab a newspaper as, like, a reason to ignore the situation.
Yeah.
And sees in the newspaper that he's, like, an engagement announcement between Chase and a girl, which is the girl that he was with.
Yeah.
So now she's heartbroken, and chapter 30 is basically, like, the most depressive, sad pity party. Where she's, like, I'm alone.
Goes out, she, like, drives her boat out to a sandbar and, like, has a really tough time with the waves and then, like, lays in the sandbar and she's sad.
This is my life.
Yeah.
I will be alone forever.
No one is ever going to be good to me.
She mourns all of her past rejections of life.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a bad time for her. Chapter 31.
Yeah, so now we're in 1968, which is 1 year before Chase's death.
And, yeah, she got a book published and
so now she's like,
she's got money.
Yeah.
She like, looks at the court records and like brings the family Bible and stuff and like determines whose name the land is in.
Yeah. Because she wants to make sure because people are coming in to develop the marsh.
Yeah. And so she's like, I need to make sure I own this land. Cause she isn't even sure that she does.
So she goes to court and she does own the land cause it was left in her father's name. They don't know where her dad is. It's hers.
Yep. And then she does like some updates on the shack. She like builds a kitchen for herself. And,
I think,
like,
she gets a bed.
Yeah, she like
she's
really,
never had a bed before.
Yeah, she really
1968, so she's like what, 23?
Yeah, something like that. And she like does like all these improvements and like it's really nice for her.
And the other thing in this chapter that just like was probably my favorite part of the whole book is that she brings Jumpin' her book.
Yeah, I almost cried.
I'm sure I did. I did. I read it. So she brings him the book.
And he puts it in the window like a proud father.
Yes.
He's so...
Like, for all times. Every time she goes, there's her book in the window. And I was like, I just can't.
I know. I couldn't bear it. I was like, oh my God, I love him. So that was really nice.
And she does agree in her mind. She's like, Tate's kind of getting a little bit more back into her life. She invites him over to thank her for helping with the book.
Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like reconnecting.
And she's like, I can't, she's decides maybe I can be friends with him.
Yeah.
Like the way that both of us work in the marsh. And
like we have things in common. We could be friends. I can't like, ever trust him.
The next time I see him in the marsh, I can wave at him rather than avoiding gaze.
Yeah. So that's nice. Chapter 32.
Yeah.
So it's discovered that Kaya has an alibi for the night of Chase's murder. Like, she was in Greenville meeting with her publisher.
Which is another town that required her to take the bus.
Yeah, and so both Jumpin' and Tate are like...
Vouch for that.
Yeah, like, Jumpin's like, she came and looked at the bus schedule, and Tate's like, I told her how to use the bus.
Yes.
And then a bunch of ladies in town are like, we saw her get on the bus.
Yeah. And they also saw her get off the bus the day after the murder.
Yeah.
So they're like, it couldn't have been her.
Yeah. Well, somebody in town is like, but she could still bus there. And then...
They, like, figured out the schedule and they're like, there's enough time.
She could have bussed back at 1 a.m. Killed him. Quickly ran back and then got on the bus.
Bussed back to Greenville. Bussed back.
Yeah.
It was literally, like, the timeline was, like, that she would have had, like, 40 minutes
to kill him
and get back on the next bus.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. And I was like, that's a stretch. But
it was
okay.
Such a stretch.
So yeah, chapter 33. This another part that I was like really nice.
Jody
comes back.
I like the Jody part too.
So yeah, her older brother comes back. He's in like a military uniform. He clearly had nothing when he left, so he went and joined the military.
Army. Makes sense.
And he says he's sorry, and she's like, "It's okay." And he's like, "I saw your book, and that's how I found you." And so he's like,
"Cause he just assumed there's no way Kaya's still at the marsh.
Like, yeah,
she's gone.
Yeah."
And he's like, "Oh, she's still at the marsh."
Yeah. Yeah, and
he has news.
Yeah, so he tells her that their mother died 2 years ago.
And he also knows all of what happened to Ma.
And she wasn't doing good. Apparently she left, and like, it's kind of implied she had PTSD and was like very disjointed and didn't know what was going on, and was like when she was aware enough to realize she left all her kids, she felt horrible.
Yeah. Like, she literally didn't even realize it. She went to her sister's house, and the sister's like, where are the kids? And like,
she was like, what kids? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she woke up and was like, the kids. So she tried to get them back, but Pa threatened that he would hurt them.
Yeah. So then she was like, I can't, she was trapped in like, I can't ever go back for my kids because he'll just kill them. And so she was like, yeah. And then it turns out the mom painted, and which we knew about, we knew that she had paintings before. And so she painted all the kids. And so then Kaya gets to see what her siblings look like.
Because she doesn't remember. Because she didn't know.
And then there's a picture of her and Tate. Like, she's like two or something and playing with a bug, and Tate's there. And
Jody encourages her, go after him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And
she just gets her brother back. That was why I was just like,
yeah,
I love this so much. And he's like, I'm going to write. We'll keep visiting. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I know. And she's like, I have a person. And I think like that little bit was enough to get her to be like, I could let Tate in my life.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I can have people in my life. I don't have to be completely alone.
Yeah.
Chapter 34. The police come. Sorry, we're present day again. The police come. They search the shack.
And at this point, I'm like, who framed Kaya?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, so because they find the red scarf.
It's a red hat.
Oh, red hat. Sorry.
Which the red wool fibers came from. Yeah. And they're like, that's the one.
And I'm like, someone obviously set her up.
Yep.
Because I just can't. She didn't have 40 minutes.
And even the police are like, it's weird that she just left this out. Yeah.
But also, I just thought it was funny because as they're searching, like, they've got this collection, and at first the police are like, that's weird. Like,
yeah.
That's a little suspicious.
Yeah.
But by the end, one of them is like, dude, look at this pelican feather.
Yeah. Yeah, the police get excited about her collection.
And he gets in trouble because the guy's like, what are you doing? You need to search for murder hints.
Yeah, don't be excited about the snails or whatever. Chapter 35, Tate gives her an old compass. And that's all I wrote for chapter 35.
Well, I wrote, so she has a second book.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I hope Lainey is paying attention to these poems, but I just don't care.
I was not, because I was like, so there's all these poems interspersed, and I thought they were an actual poet, and like Delia Owens, the author, was just pulling from them.
But they were actually Delia Owens' poems?
Yes. So, because it's explained at the end where those poems came from. Okay. But I was not paying attention to poems.
I was like, at this point, I was like, they're probably, like, relevant. But I just...
They usually were very on the nose, I felt like.
Okay.
There was, like, maybe one where I was like, I really like that last line in this poem. But most of them didn't really, like, hit super hard for me.
Okay.
They were mostly but looking back, they're mostly about swamp life. Okay. So I feel like maybe you should put two together, but
okay. And then the last thing is that she's still avoiding Tate, and it's been another year, so we're like almost there. It's 1969.
It's almost murder time.
It's almost murder time. And I'm like, Kaya, just give Tate a chance. I said, do it for me and do it for Jody.
Yeah. So chapter 36.
The red hat in Kaya's house matches the fibers, and then, so now they're like, we can arrest her.
Well, no, they also get some people come in and they're like, we saw something on the beach. And then he's like, we got a motive.
Yes, and that's then, right. But we don't know what it is, right?
Yeah. So then they arrest her.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was challenging to arrest her. She's a tricky, she's slimy, she's slippery. But they trap her boat when she like goes to see Jumpin' or something.
Yeah.
And Jumpin' like tries to warn her, but then they come out in the fog and they get her.
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
So now it's 1970. And she's in
court for the murder of Chase Andrews.
Yeah. And her lawyer really, I liked her lawyer too.
He was really nice.
Prime character.
Yeah.
He was like, so like, I'm going to help you.
I'm going to do my best. And she was really like despondent and not.
She was not helpful.
Not helpful at all.
He's like, you need to tell me some things. And she's like.
Yeah. Said
I'm
nothing.
I'm not going to say nothing to you.
Yeah.
So he had like his work cut out for him. And I was really concerned. I was like, you need to help him.
Yeah.
Prove your innocence.
You need to assist and be present.
Yeah.
And
but she kind of had this, like, I don't know if it's revealed now, but she had this, like, this town has already condemned me. Mm-hmm. What can I do?
Yeah.
Kind of attitude.
Which is kind of fair. Like, that town did not like her. But in this, through this trial, you kind it's of
interesting
realize...
that we read two books about, like, a person who's, like, kind of ostracized from society being...
condemned by the town. Yeah.
And for murder.
Yeah. Yeah, in quick succession. So, chapter 39, we flash back brief, like... Because we're catching up, like, we're converging, right?
Real close.
We're real close. And so it's, like, a couple days before Chase was found dead. And she runs into Chase in the woods, and he tries to rape her.
Yeah.
And she escapes, and she, like, he hits her, and she kicks him the balls and gets away.
And then some fishermen saw her, and I was like, this is bad news.
Yeah.
For the trial. And then I called Chase an ass monkey.
Good work. But yeah.
Before he was just an ass. Now he's an ass monkey.
Wow. Yeah. So the people who saw her, like, she was like, if I see you again, I'm going to kill you.
And so they tell the police. And the police are like, motive.
Motive. Yep. Looks like you saw Chase again. Chapter 40.
That was what was in chapter 40.
Yeah. Chapter 40 is they tell her, they like, now we're in court. You know, like, we saw it from Kaya's POV. Like,
yeah, what now happened. We're in court and the men...
And the men are like, she said, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Chapter 41. And me, we're back slightly in the past.
Just before she's about to go away.
Yeah, right
and she
after...
she just tells Jumpin', yeah, like, I'm afraid of Chase.
Yeah, and so then she's been hanging out in the reading cabin to, like, be away from her house because she's scared Chase is going to come to find her at her place because he can. And no one would be around to stop him if that happens.
Yes.
And she's kind of like, he's mad. She thinks in her mind, like, he is going to pursue me because he feels like it's owed to him, you know? Like, he feels like he owns me, like, and she's like, I have no way to stop him. Like, he can just pursue me relentlessly. And so that's where her mind is at this point, when she's, like, hiding in the cabin and stuff. I wrote nothing for 42.
I said, just a chapter about being in her cell at the prison or whatever.
Yep.
And she also comments that she's afraid of dying at another man's hands.
Yeah. And then chapter 43...
is the past.
Yeah, is the past. And Chase explains the bus schedule to go to Greenville. And
we also find out that the red hat is Tate's hat.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's Tate!
Yeah. Yeah. And but, like, then I was like, why would he leave it in her house?
Yeah, like, it's Tate... Did you, like, frame Kaya? And then I was like, maybe it was Kaya. And she was like, I'll leave it here. But then they'll find out it's Tate. And then Tate will be, like...
I know. I was like, was it a joint effort? Like, what? So, and then the other thing is, I was like, because Tate and Jumpin' were, like, corroborating that she went to Greenville, I was like...
He wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have supported her in that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very, like, who the heck killed... until Chase.
Yeah. I was like, is it some rando? Like, this is so strange.
And now Chase, and she also finds out that he came to her house. So now she's like, Chase. Yeah. Chase. And so now she's like, he really is, like, trying to finish the deed.
Yeah, like, she's sketched out about Chase. And so she's scared of him. And so chapter 44, she's like refusing, she's in jail again. She's refusing to talk to Tate, refusing to talk to Jody. Like, she doesn't want to call Jody because she's like, what a terrible call to get from your sister. Like, I'm in jail for murder.
And she's like, they've all abandoned me in the past, so I need to, so, like, I'll just do this alone.
I'll be alone.
Like, Kaya, don't do it alone. They want to help you.
Yeah. And then I wrote, I'm on chapter 45.
Yeah. I just comment again. Tate comes, she does let Tate.
Talk to her, yeah.
Chase and Tate, it is hard.
Yeah.
She does let Tate come, and he's like, I'll be friends with you, don't worry. And I'm like, I'm like, so concerned at this point. I'm like, Tate killed this guy. And he's like trying to absolve himself. And he's like, you're going to get off and then we'll be friends. It's going to be fine. Like, because they don't really have enough evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
for Kaya either. Like,
yeah. So then, yeah, chapter 45, they get into this cross-examination about the hat. And her lawyer is like, these fibers could have been on Chase...
Before. Like, they were having an affair.
There's no evidence that these were there, like, put there on the day of the
murder. Then he talks about, like, the footprints, and they're like, she covered it up, and he's like, or
the tide came in. Yeah.
Because that happens in the marsh every day.
Yeah.
And they look it up, and the tide did come in at that time.
And, like, washed away all the prints, and, like, he's just like, there's no evidence that she was even there.
Oh, yeah. After his cross-examination, I was like, Kaya did not do this.
Kaya didn't, right? Yeah.
100% she's innocent.
So then we flash back to the slight past, and she tells Jumpin about the bruise on her face from Chase trying to get her.
Yeah, and I was like, Jumpin's the best.
Jumpin is the best.
Didn't write what he did, but I was like, he's the best.
He is. Chapter 47, I just wrote, her lawyer grills the sheriff and does a good job. I don't even know what happened.
I'm like, he is so good.
Yeah.
That's all I had to think about this. I'm like, he is so good, and the only reason why she's going to go to jail is because of prejudice and stigma, mm-hmm. and not because she did it.
Yeah. And so, chapter 48... she learns from Jumpin' that Chase was murdered,
yeah.
like, when she gets back from Greenville.
Yes.
And she's like, whoa, crazy. And so then you're like, as a reader, you're like, clearly she didn't know. Like,
yeah.
She didn't do it.
And I'm like, someone did this and is pinning it all on her.
Yeah, so chapter 49, this was the most absurd part, is like, the people, like...
their, like, argument for her being the murderer.
Is they're like, so she got on the bus to go to Greenville... and then in the middle of the night, she put on a disguise as a tall, skinny man and came back and then committed the murder and then disguised herself as an old woman, went back, and then she came back in the morning.
Because her lawyer asked the bus drivers, did you see Kaya?
Did you see Kaya?
And they were like, no.
Yeah.
And then the other lawyers were like, did you see a tall, skinny man that might have been Kaya in disguise?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I did see a tall, skinny man.
Yeah, and then they're like, do you think it was her? And the bus driver's like, no, maybe, I don't know. It could have been someone in disguise. I don't normally think people are in disguise. Chapter 50. So then the evidence for it being Kaya is that the mom brings up, like, this journal that Kaya had given Chase. And it was, like, a really, like, thoughtful gift journal. Like, yeah. It was with Marsh stuff, and, like, she'd done all these paintings and drawings in it. And then they bring up the necklace as well. And so they're like, look, they were definitely involved. And everyone's like, yeah, we know they were involved. It doesn't mean she killed him, yeah. You know?
But also, Jody's now at the trial because someone told him. And yeah. He's like, you're my sister.
Yep. And he shows up. And it's nice. Like, the people behind her, it's like Tate and Jumpin' and Mabel. And then Jody comes. And it's
just... I actually don't think that... But Jumpin' and Mabel weren't originally allowed because of, like, the segregation yeah. stuff. But I think they allow it.
They allow it for some reason. Yeah. I don't really understand why.
But they do. Originally, they have to wait outside, and then they let them in.
Yeah. Yeah, 52. So they question the guy at the motel she was staying at in Greenville. And she chose a motel that's close to the bus station.
So they're like, that's because
she was going to run back and yes. do the murder.
Yeah.
And, and then everyone, like, her lawyer is like, if you were, say, a Marsh person, and you didn't want to, like, get your hotel downtown, or if you didn't know how buses work, or if you don't have any experience with the city, wouldn't you choose, like, the far-off motel and, like, blah, blah, blah. And so it made sense.
And then they also call that grocery store lady.
Yeah. And then they also question her publisher. And her publisher's like, yep, I met with her on both days. Like, yes. He, like, says when he brought her back to the hotel and whatever.
Yeah. And then Tate's dad comes to support Tate supporting Kaya.
Yeah.
It's all very sweet.
It was very nice. Like, Tate's dad comes and he also sits back there, like, on her side. And it's nice. Chapter 53... they do, like, closing arguments, and
yeah.
I didn't like them. I don't remember what about them I didn't like.
Oh, really? I liked, her lawyers.
Oh, well.
But I didn't write anything.
Okay.
Basically, he talked about giving the Marsh girl a fair shot, one this town had always deprived her of.
I think I just found it too, like, on the nose.
Mm.
Chapter 54?
Yeah.
It's verdict time.
And they only took 4 hours, and I was like, that can't be good.
Yeah.
I feel like when it's that quick, it's like, you're guilty.
Yeah.
But
no, not guilty.
I, like, stopped because I was like, I forced myself to stop just to write down how anxious I am.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very, like, and you're like, wow, okay.
I wish we got that chapter. Like, how did they decide that? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, are we ever going to know who killed Chase? Or is this just, like...
a mystery forever.
Ever after.
Yeah, like, he just mysteriously died at the fire tower. Yeah, so then the next chapter, the sheriff, like, takes Tate away, and you're like, oh, it was Tate! And then it turns out
his dad died,
which is sad.
But it helps her realize, I love Tate.
Yeah, and then they say they love each other, and they get together.
And it's, yeah, so chapter 56?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I just wrote in chapter 56. I didn't write a chapter 56, that's why. I just wrote chapter 57, which is an epilogue.
Yeah.
Which I guess it was just... stop numbering properly.
Yeah. So 57 is epilogue.
They lived happily ever after.
And, you know, at one point Jumpin died, and I was, again, almost close to tears because Jumpin died.
They didn't have any kids, but Jody had kids, and he would come and visit. Mm-hmm. They kept writing books.
And then after Kaya died, like, she
which
just...
was in her 60s.
Yeah.
The whole town came to her funeral to respect yeah. the Marsh girl.
And it was really nice.
And most
nice.
People by the end didn't believe that she killed Chase.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I have things to say about Jumpin.
Oh, okay.
I've worked so much in my epilogue.
Okay.
So when Jumpin died, she said it was the first time she wasn't completely destroyed by someone leaving, because it was the first time that she hadn't been abandoned on purpose.
Yeah, it wasn't like he didn't want it. He wouldn't have left her.
And the reason, I probably cried. She tells Mabel that Jumpin was her paw, and Mabel says that Jumpin loved Kaya like a daughter.
Yeah, that was really sweet. From that. Okay, are we on to the big twist yet?
Well, and then the last thing before the big twist, Tate puts Marsh Girl on her tombstone.
Yeah.
Because it's no longer cruel. It's the name of a legend.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I wrote or if that's what they wrote.
I think, I don't know. But the town does really respect her. They, like, her books bring in a lot of tourism. Like, so, like, we have a local author.
Yeah.
And they're, like, really well-respected books.
Yeah. And like, her and What's-His-Butt just, Tate. Like, work together.
Yeah, and they just have a good time. And yeah. So he, like, found a way where they could... She could still be wild and they could be together. And yeah. he lives in the shack with her and they build like a little laboratory. And yeah. It's lovely.
Yeah. And then she dies and he's looking for her birth certificate.
Yeah.
In the shack.
Yeah. And so he like finds like this thing under the floorboards or something. And in it, he learns that Kaya was the poet.
The whole time.
Like, she was submitting poems under a fake name
yes.
to the paper or something, or I don't know, someone. And he's like, whoa, she was a poet. This is crazy.
She's a poet, and I didn't even know it.
Yep. And then the other thing...
And then the last poem...
She basically admits to murdering Chase.
Yeah. And then he finds Chase's necklace in the box.
Yeah.
And so it was her. And I was like, I can't believe this.
I
was like in so much shock.
Yeah.
And then Tate burns the poem, throws away the necklace, and he's like, no one will know.
Yep.
I will take this to my grave.
Yep. The people will just love her as the legend that she was. And we will never know who killed Chase.
Only we will know.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Like, is that really what we're doing here? Because, like... I understand why, but like...
Like, why did she kill Chase?
Yeah, but like, why did the book do that? I guess it was to show that she was like wild or something.
I guess so.
I don't know. But like, okay. You ready for the...
The review you read?
No, for the plot twist that you are not aware of.
Oh, okay. This is the thing that you... The Delia...
Yeah, this is the hot Delia Owens
Delia,
thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mariah is just reading a headline.
What?
Yeah. Where the Crawdads Sing author wanted for questioning in Zambia over fatal shooting. Apparently, her and her husband are wanted
for
murder of poachers in Zambia.
That's crazy.
Right? And I was like, Delia, was it a good idea to write this book? Like, it was... And that was, like, the point... Because, like, the whole thing about, you know, my interpretation of this book as a literally author wish fulfillment is that, you know, like, Kaya gets to be really connected with nature, and then she gets to just live with her researcher husband away from people and very isolated, and she just gets to study and be a biologist her whole life, and she writes, publishes books.
As if it's just, like, so simple.
Yeah. Like, it's so simple. And also just, like, she's so well-respected. Even though she didn't have education and stuff like that, I was just like, this feels really, it feels like what Delia Owens wishes happened to her. Like, it didn't feel like it gave anything, like any sort of take on whether that was good or not. Like, the abandonment thing, it didn't seem to be a problem
for her.
It was just like, oh yeah, if you're alone and isolated,
overcome it.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Good thing you still have a good life.
You'll be lonely, but just keep pursuing
life. And then you'll get the happily ever after.
Yeah.
And so
it might be hard for a while, but you'll figure it out.
Yeah, so that was really weird.
And it's just, yeah, just the convenience of Tate.
Yeah.
And what kind of person he was, like, the odds are.
You don't encounter, like, you're going to encounter Chase
yeah.
way more than you encounter Tate.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing about Tate is I was like, he's such a rescuer. Like, her whole life couldn't have happened without him.
Without Tate.
Yeah. And it was like...
I mean, he rescues her all the way up, like, after she's dead, he's still...
Yeah, he's still rescuing her. So it just felt like... Like, Tate didn't really feel like a character. Mm-hmm. Like, she gave him a flaw, which was that he abandoned her that one time. Mm-hmm. He just felt like the perfect boy. And so those were... That's my primary problems with this book, is one, wish fulfillment. Two, really weird that Delia Owens was like, and the girl got away with murder. That happened a long time ago. That was just a weird take. And it just, like, I don't know. I don't think it brought anything. Like, the whole trial and, like, the town being against her, it felt like they were, she was trying to do, like, a To Kill a Mockingbird situation. But To Kill a Mockingbird had, like, all this depth and, like, relevance. And
yeah.
And, like, it didn't turn out. And that was the point, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I just, at the end I was like, there wasn't a, like, I am better than what you make me.
Yeah.
I thought I was. And I'm like, are we supposed to enjoy you? Like, you were a murderer. I just, why I felt unwell. I was like, am I supposed to be like, yay, you got away with murder?
Yeah. And so, like.
Because I just don't think she should have. I think she should have paid for her crime.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was just.
Like, I think Chase should have paid for his crime, too.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should get away with their crimes. But I was just like, I don't believe she should have gotten away with that.
Yeah, and it also, like, there was a lot of points where they were like, oh, the female praying mantis eats the head of her mate, and, like, that's just how it works in nature. It's like, you do what you have to do.
Oh.
And it was like, but she then gets, like, this socially accepted.
Yeah.
What is the, like, it seems like the author's like, you can have both. You can do horrible things.
Eat men's heads off.
Yeah.
And everyone also will applaud you.
Yeah. If you're sneaky enough. I don't know. There wasn't really a moral thing.
No.
And also, like, her swamp isolation was just so... I don't feel like she was damaged enough by
No. it. No. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, thinking back to what the author's purpose of, like, what would be like
without...
to be isolated. And I was like, I think she did okay.
Creatures die from that. Like, yeah. Social isolation is death a lot of the time.
Like, she managed pretty good.
Yeah. And, like, I felt like it reflected on the author that she was like, oh, if you have a boy with you, then it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Then you don't die of social
isolation. Or, like, yeah. And then I was thinking, okay, so was the author's thing like, look it. She didn't realize because she was socially isolated that murder's bad. Like, and that's the thing. Like, that's what happened. Like, she actually did okay, but she didn't know about murder. So that's the one flaw she had.
Yeah.
Like, but if she had been deranged and murdered him, I'd be like, oh, yeah, she was deranged.
Yeah.
Because of the social isolation.
Yeah. Like, it was so strange. Like, it didn't really, I feel like it didn't really... It just felt
came
like,
out of left field.
Yeah, it just felt like a Delia Owens, like, wish fulfillment.
Like, me and my husband live in the swamp,
and we never get arrested because it was justified. Like, it was so weird. And, yeah, so overall thoughts. I was just like, Where the Crawdads Sing didn't, like, it was an entertaining read.
Yes.
And I find it especially entertaining in terms of, like, getting to see what this author's wish fulfillment was when it unfolded, mm-hmm. you know? Because, like, just as a, like, what do individuals dream of? Do some people dream of getting away with murder and being abandoned in the swamp? That's interesting. But, yeah, it was just so, it was such a strange one.
Yeah.
Like, the end made it so strange. Like, it was so good and, like, compelling. And then you're like, why did you write this?
Yeah. Literally until, like, the last two paragraphs.
You're like,
what?
What? Yeah.
Like, even if it had been Jumpin', I'd be like, okay, yeah, Jumpin' was...
I know. Like, there was things that could have happened that would make it make sense. But
it didn't. She went the route to make you go, what?
Yeah.
So yeah. Now we have to put Tate on our list of peoples.
Tate. The thing is, he was good.
He was good?
He was good. Like, I wasn't in love with him, but he was good for her.
He was good. He was very good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
And he didn't murder anyone.
He didn't. He really didn't.
He really... I shocked him
a lot of that novel.
I'm thinking in this zone.
Yes. The zone that she's pointing to is like the innkeeper, Jonah.
Yeah.
Anthony Bridgerton, James Fraser. I was thinking that actually Tate could feel like an innkeeper vibe too.
Yeah, because he just existed to fulfill a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he better or worse than Wade? I mean, Wade had flaws.
And he had dementia. Tate didn't have flaws.
Other than he abandoned her that one time.
Yeah, he really didn't. Like, he was kind of perfect. Yeah. And it bothered me. Okay. So he's coming in at number 7. If you enjoy this, follow us on Instagram. Check out our website. Both of them are Women Writing Men. And if you want to support the podcast, check out our Patreon. Also, Women Writing Men.
We kept it simple.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.